The IAAF Rugby Days.
IAAF Radio.
We are still having the golden baton. The winners here are the United States. They have accumulated the most points, 60 in total, to win the inaugural golden baton. And there actually is an actual baton handed over to them. There's confetti being showered on the American team all over. They have the American flags, lots of them, all around on the stage, which is towards the southern end of the stadium, as they celebrate. The baton is being awarded or handed to them by the president of the IAAF, Lamine Diack, and he is indeed amongst them right now as all the confetti and celebrations are continuing. There's flames all around the stadium from different points around the track. So you can imagine the scenery here with all that, and the Americans, of course, celebrating and hugging each other and displaying the American flag proudly, including the likes of Wallace Spearman. We also see members of the victorious relay team, the four-lap event for men, and others from the American team. They're all celebrating towards the southern end of this stadium, but what a performance indeed overall from them. And also in terms of the teams that competed here, the Jamaicans, by the way, were second to the Americans in terms of the golden baton points. Jamaica got 41, as I mentioned before, the US 60, Kenya next to 35, Great Britain and Northern Ireland 24, Australia 21, Trinidad and Tobago 19, France getting 18, Bahamas got 18, Poland followed next, but all around celebrations by the Americans towards the southern end of the stadium. And well, before we go, just to get a final word in from Debbie, your thoughts on the whole arrangement of this. Of course, you didn't compete here, but you were on hand to witness this historic event here, the first of IAAF staging up there, any of their championships here in the Bahamas.
A fantastic job, you know, thanks to all the volunteers, all Bahamians, and thanks to the IAAF for, you know, making us history, a part of history. It's the first time ever, and in my opinion, I thought a job well done. The athletes got a chance to talk to all the athletes, you know, and they said, oh man, the atmosphere, the food, everything, it was fantastic, and so I'm proud to be Bahamian and say, you know, welcome to the world, thank you for coming and for sharing it with us, and thank you. Come again.
And let's also speak now to Chanel. Your final thoughts while we wrap up here.
This has been fantastic. The crowds, unlike crowds anywhere else, the Jamaicans and the Bahamians made the crowd. So great job, Bahamas. Great job, IAAF. And to our radio audience, thank you for being with us. We'll see you again.
Yes, and also Wayne Walker, who has been roving around for us. We get to his final comments here. Wayne?
You know, Garfield, initially when I heard about a world championship with only relay events, I had my reservations about it. At the moment, I'm doing this assignment for the IAAF. Tell you what, at the end of tonight, I'm going to look for my boss and tell him, listen, I did this pro bono because I was dead wrong. One word, fan. Fantastic. Bring on 2015.
The IAAF Rugby Days.
IAAF Radio.